Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and through you ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 5. And the week's topic is Marketing Strategy Overview. Today, our focus is Next Step, Awareness, and works with truth number 36 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is Next Step, Awareness. And this comes from Truth 36 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Awareness is a Critical Measurement. As we talked in our last podcast, availability is foundational to everything in marketing. But it is a building block, and everything else rests on it. However, if you are available and no one knows, then you have a critical problem as well. The second most important element on the path to loyalty is awareness, and that's what we're going to discuss today. But first, let's start with the Bible verse. The Bible verse comes from Genesis 3, and it's verse 7. And it reads like this. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. It is so clear in this Bible verse when Adam and Eve first realized they were naked. And so they took action. It is common that people are not aware of something. If they're not aware, they don't have any knowledge of it. But at some point, their eyes are opened. And when their eyes are open and they become aware, that is when they can take action. In marketing lingo, that is awareness. You become aware of something. Once you are aware, you take action. That is why awareness is so critical in marketing. All the availability in the world does not matter if people do not know that you are available. That is where the awareness comes in. If they don't know that you are available, they can never come to your parish. They can never use your ministry. They cannot attend your school. You are available. They just don't know that. Their eyes have not been opened yet. Marketing is how we help to open their eyes. It's how we help them to become aware. There are several levels of awareness that we need to consider. The first level is aided awareness. Aided awareness is that people become aware of us when they get a little help. For instance, we might say, are you familiar with the parish in Southwest Florida called Our Lady of Lights? By using the name, we are prompting you to become aware of the name. We're aiding you in your awareness. Unaided awareness is when you do not need a prompt. The people that you're trying to reach do not need a prompt. They can recall the name on their own. So perhaps I would say, do you know of any of the Catholic churches in Southwest Florida? And somebody might answer, oh, yes, there's St. William's and St. Leo's and St. Agnes and St. John the Evangelist and Our Lady of Light. Those are called unaided answers. People can recall the name without any assistance. So that's a deeper level of awareness. Within that list, there was a name that was called out first. The name in that example was St. William's, and we call that top of mind awareness. Top of mind because it's the first thing someone thinks of. Generally speaking, top of mind awareness is the strongest level of awareness that somebody can have because it's what they're recalling first and foremost. Why do I mention this? It's important to understand how much help you have to give someone in order for them to know your name. Do you need to prompt them a little bit? Give them a little aid in becoming aware of who you are? Or can they call you to mind all on their own? This was a bit of a simple example, but we wanted to illustrate the point of the different levels of awareness and the fact that we need to help people sometimes. We need to prompt them in their awareness. Let's go back to the topic of COVID. We talked about that as we discussed availability, but let's reconsider it now in terms of awareness. Awareness does not only have to be about the name of, say, a church or a ministry or a parish. Awareness is also of operations, of services, of the things you provide. In our last podcast, when we spoke of COVID as stopping availability, that was key. But COVID also caused confusion, as we mentioned. The impact of lack of availability in this confusion becomes a lack of awareness. People no longer understand what is open, when, what services are available, how do we access them? So in order to cut through this confusion and the clutter, one of the things we need to do is increase awareness around the various services and offerings that you have available. People now may be unaware of what you're opening up, when it's open. I will say it takes some marketing and communication to create awareness. So you're going to have to lean on your marketing and communication to create awareness of what you now have open, what you are now able to provide and to offer. So how do you build awareness? The elements that we've been talking about in previous podcasts so far are all very instrumental to building awareness. The things such as crafting a brand promise, honoring that promise, being unique and different, having a tagline that is meaningful, memorable, and motivating, being clear in your communication. All of those various topics are all different ways that you can help to build awareness. The podcasts have been speaking to key ways that your marketing can create the awareness you need. As we discussed in the Bible verse, when the eyes of Adam and Eve were opened, then they were able to take action. Are the eyes of your parishioners and members open? If not, can they take action? If their eyes are not open, they cannot attend. They cannot participate, for they don't even know that you're open again. Marketing can assist you in opening their eyes to the good work that you are doing. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, describe the awareness that your parishioners, participants, and others may have of you. Has the awareness been impacted due to COVID? How can you change the awareness that people have? That's it for today, folks. Have a great day. And we'll see you at our next podcast.
We thank you for being here and are glad you listened in today. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the Marketing God Podcast. And don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. Also, please let us know what you think by sending us comments. If you are looking for even more insights, we invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group. that is designed so we can share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. If you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online, at your favorite Catholic bookstore, or for larger quantities, through the publisher OSV.